Our next guest will be alongside Tim Healy calling the game on the Sun Devil Sports Radio Network. Four-year player during the Rob Evans era, culminated with an appearance in the Big Dance's senior year. We welcome in Kyle Dodd. Kyle, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I want to ask you guys, what's the weather like up there?
In a stunner for Eugene this time of year, it's dark gray and wet. Bet you didn't see that coming.
Yeah, overcast. Weird,
okay,
right?
Okay. Well, I know you guys got it going hoops-wise, so I'm going to make you jealous. I'm at the Phoenix Open, the practice round. It's 75 degrees and beautiful right now.
So.
Yeah, we're about to cut you off.
It's a joke because I played Sunday up here and it was 50 and we were ecstatic. But there isn't much I wouldn't do right now to be sitting alongside you. Awesome.
Yeah, not a bad day out here, but I'm excited to come up there. I always enjoy my visit to Eugene. So
I want to talk about what I just hit on. You started out at ASU in 99, and by the time your senior year rolled around, you guys went 11-7 in conference, got the at-large bid. You played Memphis in Oklahoma City in round one. You know, as a high-level player, what do you remember about, you know, your last year getting the invite, getting a win, and being part of the NCAA tournament?
You know, I tell people all the time, I think had I gone, or had our group, we had six seniors that year, gone earlier in our career, I think it would have changed the landscape of everything that we did. I think it changes how you work out. It changes how you train. Just getting that taste, you know, the blue carpet, CBS, the music, it's March Madness, and it was an unbelievable experience. We knocked off John Calipari's Memphis team in the first round, and just an unbelievable experience. And it's one of those things that schools like Oregon, who's got it dialed in and got it going right now, they go every year because they want to go back. So it's just one of those things where I tell young guys all the time, once you get there, you'll understand what it means.
Hey, I'm going to shift to this season real quick. So it basically doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why ASU has struggled so far this year. 27th in the country in points per game offensively, 337th in the nation in points allowed. Only 10 teams in the nation worse statistically than the Sun Devils in that. What has gone wrong on the defensive side? Is it as simple as just not having a big man and that interior presence, or what is it?
That's exactly it. It's lack of size, lack of depth in the front court. They had, some unfortunate things happen prior to the year. Romello White, who's a stud, is ineligible. Big Vitaly, another big body, tore his ACL in the World Games. And so they're just so undersized. And you guys will see, they have to double the post. Every post touch, they have to double. And usually they're doubling with a guy that's 6'4", 6'3", 6', and when you're dealing with the length in the Pac-12, even though it's a double team, the post guys don't see that. They don't see the double, really, and they just pass out of it pretty easily. And teams that can make the extra pass and find the open man have been able to get any really open look that they want. And to the Devils' credit, they scrap and claw and play their tails off. They've totally taken the identity of Bobby Hurley, but it's tough when you have that lack of size. I mean, we generally start 6'7" at the 5 and 6'4" at the 4. And in this league, as we all know, the length and the rim protection is so important, and the Devils just really lack in that category.
Talking with Kyle Dodd of the Sun Devils Sports Radio Network, obviously you mentioned Coach Hurley hired in April of 2015 away from Buffalo as high-profile a name, no explanation needed. How would you describe kind of the level of excitement surrounding the program when Hurley got the gig? And even though, Kyle, it's been less than 2 years, are folks patient, understanding that this thing has to be built, or are some people getting a little impatient already?
I think people are pretty, for the most part, pretty patient. They understand what it takes to build a program, especially in a place like Tempe, where the capability, the possibilities are endless. It's been called the sleeping giant for years and years. Well, now it's time, and I think Bobby's taken all the right steps. And it's one of those things where I'm in year two, and we're halfway through the season, and I'll be in a game broadcasting, and I look in front of me, and still, I'm in kind of wow moment. Just wow, Bobby Hurley. Bobby Hurley. That's Bobby Hurley. He's our coach. That's pretty cool. Arguably the best college point guard of all time. And you know, to see him up close and have a relationship with him, you know, and talk hoops with him like we were able to do, it's a great experience.
Well, every time I see him, he inspires me to go slap the floor in front of somebody and
Yeah. Yeah, he's still got the same fire. I'm sure the rest of the Pac-12 is taking notice. He's lighting up the refs. He's lighting up the players. He wants it so bad, and the competitive nature has never left his body. So.
No doubt about that. Kind of speaking of that, I guess part of the problem with teams struggling is that we kind of see them from the outside, and it's usually only when something bad happens. That was the case with Torian Graham when he decided to flip off the Arizona student section. Kind of a bad look all around. It's a shame, though, because you know he's having a heck of a season, leading the team in scoring at 19 per, second in the conference behind Markel Fultz. And he's had a heck of a road to even get to that point. Transferred in, comes off the bench sometimes. What can you tell our listeners about his story and his play for the Sun Devils this season?
To be honest with you, I didn't think that we would ever see Torian in uniform on the court. You know, from all indications last year, it didn't look like he was going to be able to get things together, and it looked like the program was ready to move on. But to Torian's credit, he did everything right off the court. He's been tremendous this season, you know, off the court, outside of the U of A incidents, which we'll give him a pass because a rivalry game. And to be honest, the student, I know firsthand experience this. What goes on in Tucson is like no other, and you've got anybody from an 80-year-old lady to a 18-year-old punk yelling the craziest things you've ever heard down there. It's their life down there. So, but you know, Torian, he's just one of those guys. He's just flat-out scorer. He can make tough shots. He actually, I think, he prefers hitting tough shots. He struggles with the open ones. It almost seems like, but the guy is just a tough shot maker. And my experience with him has been nothing but good. I really, really had a nice time getting to know him a little bit, and I think he's a heck of a player.
Talking Arizona State hoops with radio analyst Kyle Dodd. I want to hit on Shannon Evans, one of the new faces on that roster, but a junior who transferred from Buffalo and obviously joined his former coach. He has not really eased in. I mean, he plays major minutes. He was spectacular against the Huskies last week. How critical has his ability to kind of jump right in and contribute been to help ASU along this season?
Yeah, Shannon's been big, and he's another guy that he's just so excited. He had to sit out last year, and it's almost like a little kid. He was so excited to play this year, and you watch him, and he genuinely looks like he's having fun, even through the tough stretches. And he's one of those guys that just he makes plays. You know, as a little guy, he has no fear, and he often calls Bobby Hurley his best friend, which is kind of for us. excuse me, us. Ballers or hoopers, not too many times. Well, you're playing for him. Not too many times you call your coach your best friend, but you know they have a relationship where Coach Hurley really, really lights them up and gets on them. But I think Shannon accepts it, and you know the ability that those guys have, the connection that they have, he's been really good for the Sun Devils. And when he's playing well, I think the Devils overall play pretty well.
Big storyline this year, kind of an odd one, the transfer of Sam Cunliffe. 10 games into this, which was his freshman year, he's actually already enrolled at Kansas in their media guide, even though he left mid-December, which seems insane. But he's the highest-rated recruit for ASU since Harden, was averaging 10 points per game this season. Seems like that could be something that could demoralize a program during a season. What was the mood around the team when all of that went down, and how have they kind of moved on since then?
To be honest with you, it was, in a sense, I saw a shift in culture when he left. And it's not that Sam was a bad kid, but I think that for whatever reason, there was trust issues with him and the teammates, you know, and he didn't feel comfortable, and some guys on the team didn't feel comfortable. And when he left, you know, the first game following that game was a little rough. It was New Mexico State, who's a good ball club, but since then, the Devils played some really good basketball, and I think it's just one of those things. It's the nature of the game right now, and instant gratification isn't good enough anymore. I mean, he started all 10 games, averaged 10 points a game, and was, you know, not happy. So there was rumblings about him being homesick and that type of stuff, but I just, you know, if that was the case, Kansas isn't any closer to Seattle, so
yeah.
I'm not buying that. But he, you know, my experience with Sam was he seemed like a pretty good kid to me, and definitely ultra talented. It was a tough loss on the court, but I think both parties will be just fine.
Final thought for Arizona State radio analyst Kyle Dodd. I always like to get the view of Oregon from the opponent. When you played at ASU, it was kind of the program on the rise. What are the ASU coaches and players and maybe what you've observed about this Duck team ASU is going to face?
I think that Oregon is, it's one of those programs that probably really underrated. I think outside of the Pac-12, they don't get enough credit. They really built something special there. Dana's obviously a tremendous basketball coach. The talent level that they've been able to recruit there is unbelievable. And, you know, I played in a time when Oregon was pretty dang good, too. It was Ridenour and Fred Jones and yep. Luke Jackson, and they had some really good teams. But I think that they really got it going, and the talent they have there is impressive, and obviously the facilities and, you know, from afar, I really admire the program, and I just got to get my boy Dana to play Casey Benson a little more. I think that Casey's one of my good close family friends, and thought he did a tremendous job running the ball club last year, exactly what they needed. And so, if I had any critique of him, I want my boy Casey to play a little bit more this year. But other than that, you know, I think they really got it rolling, and you know, the length and athleticism, the size that they have, it's, you know, up there at the top of the league, obviously, and up there at the top of the country, I think they're as good as anybody.
By the way, I think Benson's shooting like 75% for threes this year. So some people might agree.
Is that good?
That's good,
yeah,
right?
That's not bad at all.
And don't get me wrong. I love the Pritchard kid. I think he's obviously very gifted. I just think for this Oregon team, I mean, they went to the Elite Eight last year, and in my opinion, I'm biased. I just thought Casey really held things together for them. He got the ball on time, on target, where it needed to be, and I just think that you can give him the keys back. He can run the show a little bit. So, but
nice.
Again, I'm super biased. So.
All right, hey, great stuff, Kyle. You can follow him on Twitter at K_Dodd3. You travel safe. Enjoy your time in the not so sunny Willamette Valley. And thanks a lot for finding some time to talk hoops with us, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
no
man.
Problem, guys. No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, take it
Have
easy.
Have a good one.